We're rolling. Welcome to episode 20 of The Layback with Luke and Jeff.
Throw up a dub.
20 episodes, 20 listeners.
1,000 listeners.
20,000, I meant. Yep. 20,000 listeners. Yeah, we're getting more and more listeners. That's good. Just got to keep it rolling. Having fun. What's new this week?
Oh, what's new this week? Not much.
Not much.
Little weekend off. No, well, only one basketball game. That was it.
Okay.
We lost again. We're not basketball players in this family.
Wait, your Knighton went undefeated, right? Last season?
Yeah, we did.
So that's cool.
Well, when you miss 25 to 30 shots in one game, you're probably not going to win. And that's what we did in both games.
Yeah.
We did great otherwise, but didn't make any baskets.
Mm-hmm. You're watching the NBA playoffs right now?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Did you see last night Lakers went to overtime?
No, I didn't see last night's.
Yeah, Lakers went to overtime and won. And so they're up 3-1 over Memphis, which is the number 2 seed in the West.
Well, when you have a Silver Spoon gangbanger on your team, Grizzlies, it's going to take away from the W's.
Yeah. And then the Heat won. They're up 3-1.
Yeah, Heat, they're looking good.
Jimmy Butler just put up 56.
Mm-hmm.
Last night. That was fun. I didn't watch the Lakers game. I don't have much time, so I watched the Heat game, and then I think maybe 20 minutes of the Laker game, and then I went to bed. But Suns tonight.
Yeah, Suns tonight.
They're up 3-1, right?
Yep.
So do
Booker,
or die.
Booker, what, did 48?
Yeah.
Was that Saturday or Sunday?
It was Saturday. It was Saturday because I was like, why is there such a long, why is it Tuesday? Why isn't it Monday?
Right. Went 3 days instead of two.
Yeah.
With all 11 teams.
The Suns are interesting, man. If we could get a Suns-Lakers, that'd be dope.
Anything to get rid of the Lakers.
Yeah.
Done. LeBron.
Retire.
Shut up, bro.
Retire already, you big baby.
I'm good. I'm really good.
I'm the king. I'm King James.
The goat.
I'm the goat.
The nope.
That's like Dave Chappelle started calling himself the goat. And I'm like, should you really call yourself the goat? Are you the goat if you have to say it?
Right.
That's a title given by others, but it's a general, you know.
Yeah, LeBron's dressing up like a goat for Halloween. That's, you know, he's trying to sell it.
Is he really?
No, I'm just kidding. He's got a new.
I thought he really
new anime, a new anime movie coming out. It's called The Goat. It's
called The Goat.
And he's starring it.
Yeah, starring LeBreezy.
And you have Jordan with his big tablet going like this. You ever seen that one?
No.
Oh, they use it for everything when it comes to LeBron.
Yeah.
They'll have Jordan has this big, like, you know, big old 20-inch tablet or something.
Yeah.
And whatever he was doing, he's like, oh, ha, 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 ha. So it'd be like, oh, I'm the GOAT, my new movie. And he's just like, oh, every time. It's pretty funny.
Because he owns an NBA team and has 6 championships.
And he is the GOAT.
He is the GOAT. Undisputed.
Undisputed. GOAT. Kobe was closer than LeBron. LeBron's not even in the picture.
But Kobe had 5 titles. And then LeBron has 4.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, it should be titles, right?
Titles, mentality. I mean, like Jordan said, if I were going for personal stats, that's what I would have done.
Right.
I want to win.
Right.
Hands down.
Yeah.
The winner.
Yeah.
The goater.
I guess I missed it last night. It was pretty funny. You know how Kenny, Chuck, and Shaq.
Oh, yeah. I love those guys.
I know. They're the best, dude. That show's so great. They got all the accolades. They deserve it, too. They're so good.
Oh, yeah.
But they, I guess, Jimmy Butler became tied fourth place with Chuck.
Chuck, yeah.
For 56 points in like the highest scoring playoff people. The highest scoring games in the playoffs. It was like Jordan, Elgin Baylor, Donovan Mitchell, and then it was Chuck and now Jimmy Butler. And there Chuck's like, where are you on that list, Shaq? where are you on that list, Shaq? And Shaq's like, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that list. Let's check out the rings list. Where are you on the rings list, Chuck?
Where are you at on the rings list?
Where are you on the championships list? Chuck. Where are you at? And then they were like scrolling down, and Shaq was like number 87 on that list. And then they're like,
"Who cares?"
Yeah. And then they're like, "Where are you, Kenny?" And then it's like, scroll.
Page after page after page.
He's like number 1200, and he's like, "I'll take that. That was a good game. I'll take that."
Those guys are hilarious.
Yeah. But like Shaq was getting mad because he's like, "Where are you?" Why are you on that list? Kenny, come on, Kenny.
Shaquille O'Neal, where are you at on that list? Were you out on the rings list?
Where are you at on the rings list? You know what I mean? That's what I say. Oh, that's the best.
He's like, something about, yeah, Shaq is good. I'm going to fight his big ass. You hear that one?
He's good, but I'm not going to fight his big ass.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
He already punched him in the face.
Oh, yeah. They used to go at it.
You got him good.
Shaq came with the open palm strike. Come on, Shaq.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to hurt the hands. He wants his hands.
He knows better than that now.
I'm sure.
He's done a lot of training and stuff. But
Shaq Fu.
Shaq Fu.
Blue chips.
Shaq Fu.
He was just in town doing a DJ gig somewhere. That guy just doesn't calm down ever.
No, he's like, his motor is set to a million miles an hour.
I'll never forget, I watched this little reel where he's like, I was on the bench. Somebody says, you got a phone call. I was like, how do I have a phone call in the middle of a game? So they give me the phone. It's my dad. Hello? What the fuck are you doing? You're playing like shit, like a little bitch. Okay. And then they show the highlights of him just dunking on everybody and blocking 100 shots. My dad was right.
Oh, man.
Call your son during the game.
That's some shit you would do.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Just walk out to the field and be like, what are you doing?
That's good parenting.
You're embarrassing us over here.
You're embarrassing your family.
Only 2 home runs today?
Yeah.
You didn't make one shot in 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Every 30 seconds.
You at least got to shove somebody to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Lucum.
Yeah, the Knighton's really good at that.
Yeah.
He's just big and shouldery, trippy.
Yeah. I tripped.
Oops.
I tripped into you.
I always put him on one of the better players. I'm like, just go get him.
Just go fuck him.
And he's
up.
Always like, looking out of this corner of his eye at me.
Sweet little kid, you're turning into a murderer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to win, don't you?
Yeah.
We're not here to lose.
Not here to lose.
Yeah. What else was I going to say? Booker.
Mm-hmm.
I think went above Chuck for the Suns. All-time scorer in the playoffs.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that's what I thought you were originally talking about.
Oh, that's pretty dope. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he scored that 48 or 49, and I think Chuck was 46 or 7.
Okay.
So he got surpassed twice this week.
He got tied.
Tied.
Jimmy Butler tied him. But, yeah, and then Damian was right under that. It was like Wilt Chamberlain was like 55, and then Dame Lillard's like 54.
I don't want to take away from Wilt Chamberlain, but who was he playing against?
Oh, I know. And in that game, he scored 50, it was like 55 and 35 rebounds.
35 rebounds? Well, I mean, he was like 8 foot, and everyone else was just like us out there. Like,
yeah.
You know, blue collar guys want to go, we made the NBA.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it was back then.
Yeah.
Wilt the Stilt.
Wilt the Stilt. Yeah, dude, that guy was, I mean, he was a goat for sure. He was like a god amongst mortal men.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's got like triple double seasons averaging.
Right.
He's got like, you know, 100 point games. Like, he's got fucking crazy.
Well, he's
got
to be the highest scorer in one game ever, isn't he?
Yeah.
The 100 points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Kobe's the one that came close. Like 80 something, or
wasn't Kelly Knox?
Wasn't Kelly?
Luke,
his voice was changing.
Yeah,
I love you, Kelly. But that was funny.
That's Peyton now. His voice just crackles with everything he says. It's not on accident.
I know. I could tell last time I saw him. I was like, dude, his nuts are about to drop. Mm-hmm. He's about to become a man.
He's got this little peach fuzz stash going on now.
Yeah.
He's getting big. He's almost as tall as Emma.
Yeah.
He's growing like crazy right now.
Just eating everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, look, I'm almost as tall as you, Emma. She's like, take your shoes off. And he was like, no.
Take your shoes off.
And then he did. And she was like, yeah, right.
Hopefully all your boys outgrow her.
She's 5'9", so I'm assuming they will.
Yeah, hopefully.
Was hoping you would, too, but...
5'10", thank you.
5'10", 10, 10, 10,
10. 10, 10, 10. Holding on to that 10. Jesse outgrew me.
Let's say, Jesse did?
Yeah, he's like 5'11".
Oh, wow. Good for him. Josh was shorter, right?
Yeah, Josh and I are the same.
Ben 6'3"?
Yeah.
Yeah.
6'3", 5'11", 5'10", 5'10". And then Brian's like 5'2", I think.
Still dunking on us?
Still dunking on us at 5'2". No, I think he's like 5'8".
Yeah. Brian.
Just singing away, singing the Lord's good.
Whatever he likes to
goodness.
Do. As long as he enjoys it.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you hear Tucker Carlson got fired?
Yeah. Well... And then his little counterpartner guy was fired 30 seconds before him.
Who's the counterpart? Don Lemon?
No. You might have to look this one up because it's almost like you get rid of your big guy, we'll get rid of ours. And they were like, same time within minutes. You'll have to look that up. I heard it on the radio.
You're talking about CNN, right?
Yeah.
Don Lemon?
Was it Lemon?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Eric, fact check that. Because, I mean, I was looking up videos to play for today, and I saw one that showed Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson in the thumbnail.
Yeah, so that had to be it because, like, whatever, conspiracy over the radio. They're like, what's going on here? You got your two hot shots, same time gone. Well, somebody had to go.
Let's see what Jimmy Dore has to say about what happened to Tucker.
Yep, Don Lemon is out, it looks like, from the from CNN.
Was that?
After 17 years on the air.
He found out from his agent. He didn't find out from them. Like
17 years. That guy was trash anyway.
He's no Luke Bettis. I'll tell you that right now.
He isn't. What's happening? Why
Steve Harvey and Shannon Sharp, that's got to be a good one.
Why are you doing this to me right now? Yeah, that's what I thought.
What the heck?
The Heritage Foundation defending the Black News Part Ways. This is from the Hill. Tucker Carlson.
Trying to start from the beginning. There we go.
Tucker Carlson and Fox News Part Ways.
This is from The Hill. Tucker Carlson has parted ways with Fox News, the network said on Monday. We thank him for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a contributor. Carlson's last show was Friday, the network said. Tucker Carlson was Fox's top-rated primetime host, netting an average of more than 3 million viewers per night, the most of any pundit on cable television. His departure from the network came less than a week after Fox agreed to pay $787 million to settle a defamation lawsuit brought by Dominion Voting Systems over coverage of former President Trump's false claims of voter fraud.
Oh, I see. Trump's false claims of voter fraud. I heard that, and for some reason I thought it said Russiagate.
Oh, I see. No. Yeah. No, it was all about, Donald Trump's... all his claims for, oh, this is a voter fraud, this is a voter fraud.
Yeah.
Rightfully so, but who am I?
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Well, when you want the person to win, then you think that, and then it's easy for to have a bias and think that people cheated,
Sure.
You know, and especially if he says they cheated, then you might think that.
They found thousands of voting ballots in the river.
Did he say that? In the river?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't doubt that there's voter fraud every election, regardless of who's on the ballot. I mean, you know, it's a tale as old as time, I'm sure. There was the recount, you know, in the
80s, 90s, I remember
2000s.
About that as a kid. They were always talking about this.
9/11. That was when George W. Bush got into office. They had a recount of the Florida ballots where Jeb Bush, George W. Bush's brother, was the governor. And then he ended up winning. So that seemed like fuckery. But yeah, I mean, then when Trump won, they were saying, Hillary was saying that they cheated.
Yeah. Is that like, what we've come to? He cheated.
Yeah. She cheated. They cheated. They cheated. Everybody says that the other party's cheating. They probably all are. So,
yeah.
Whatever. I mean, there's the governor. There's controversy over the governor of Arizona election. Right? The Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs election. I mean, Carrie Lake says that Katie Hobbs certified the vote because she was the Secretary of the State, her job to certify the vote, and that it should have been illegal for her to certify her own vote, which seems pretty, you know, like that. Yeah, that might make sense that, you know, like I'm a CEO and I don't allow my employees to certify their own bonuses that I pay them.
Right.
I certify their bonuses that I pay them.
You cheated.
Luke. Yeah.
Their bonus, you cheated.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Checks and balances. So let's see what they have to say.
Company software. But here's this from the LA Times. The decision to fire Tucker Carlson came straight from Fox Corp Chairman Rupert Murdoch, according to people familiar with the situation. Murdoch is said to be concerned over Carlson's coverage of the January 6th, 2021 protests at the Capitol, where the host has promoted the conspiracy theory that it was provoked by government agents. So that's the line that people close to Rupert Murdoch are apparently giving, that this was over Tucker Carlson's coverage of January 6th. And certainly this was a surprise to Tucker Carlson, because here he is on Friday night at the close of what turned out to be his last show.
And I'm especially grateful for the pie.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Employee of the week, we're just make it of the year, Tyler Morrell of Coco's Pizza. That's it for us for the week. We'll be back. By the way, the entire episode of Let Them Eat Bugs, not quite as good as pizza.
Streaming. He's like, I'll be back.
Promo code Originals for 30 days free. And we'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, have the best weekend with the ones that you love. And we'll see you then.
Whoa. Now get your pizzas and get out.
Now, can I just jump in and say that I challenge the veracity of that claim by the LA Times, or what Rupert Murdoch says, that the real reason why they're firing him is because of his January 6th coverage. That's not why. They're firing him for several reasons. The biggest one was that he finally brought on RFK Jr. and they told the truth about Big Pharma. Big Pharma funds news to 70%. And so I'm guessing that was the last straw. I also know that there is a split inside the Murdoch family. And Rupert Murdoch has been wanting to get rid of Tucker for a while. And so I guess there was just enough things. And I think that the 70% advertisers coming down on them, Big Pharma, I think that was all it took. What do you think, Aaron?
Well, Jimmy, here's that clip you're talking about. Here's Lee Fong reporting it. Tucker Carlson last week ripped Big Pharma spending hundreds of millions of dollars on TV ads and news outlets routinely parroting drug industry talking points. Is there a single example of a CNN, MSNBC, or other Fox News host ever discussing TV advertising corruption?
No.
And here's what Tucker said.
And try this at home. Ask yourself, is any news organization you know of so corrupt that it's willing to hurt you on behalf of its biggest advertisers? Wow. Anyone who do that is obviously Pablo Escobar level corrupt.
Wow.
And should not be trusted.
Wow.
What would that look like?
Wow.
That level of corruption.
Wow.
Well, imagine that the Trump administration had made it mandatory for American citizens to buy MyPillow. That's one of Fox News' biggest advertisers.
MyPillow.
Imagine the administration declared that if you didn't rush out and buy at least one MyPillow.
His name's MyPillow?
No, MyPillow, that's a guy, Mike something, who has a pillow that he sells. It's called MyPillow.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was like an infomercial guy.
Yeah.
And he's now one of their biggest. That's how sad Fox News has gotten, that their biggest.
That's their guy now.
That's one of their biggest contributors.
The guy with the fake dyed hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, your neck can be straight for free with only 25 payments of $25.
This cheap pillow I'm selling for $30 that cost me pennies in China to make.
Your friends will fight naked over it. Well, just
what?
One of them.
What?
Pillow fight.
Pillow fight. Literally.
Literally a pillow fight. Naked pillow fight. All right, so he's giving an analogy, right? He's telling a story. What if, you know, it was my pillow, and the news, that was their biggest contributor, and they were saying, you have to go buy my pillow, or else. And then he's gonna kind of, you know, it gets better. I've only seen like the first 10 minutes of this, but.
And then at least another booster pillow. You would not be allowed to eat out. You couldn't re-enter your own country. You couldn't have a paying job. My pillow, they told you with a straight face, was the very linchpin of our country's public health system. Now imagine as they told you that Fox, as a news organization, endorsed it, amplified the government's message. Imagine if Fox News attacked anyone who refused to buy my pillow as an ally of Russia, as an enemy of science. And then imagine that Fox kept up those libelous attacks, even as evidence mounted that MyPillow caused heart attacks, fertility problems, and death. If Fox News did that, what would you think of Fox News? Would you trust us? Of course you wouldn't. You would know that we were liars. Thank heaven, Fox News never did anything like that. But the other channels did. The other channels took hundreds of millions of dollars from big pharma companies, and then they shilled for their sketchy products on the air. And as they did that, they maligned anyone who was skeptical of those products. At the very least, this was a moral crime. It was disgusting, but it was universal. It happened across the American news media. They all did it. So at this point, the question isn't who in public life is corrupt, too many to count.
Who is it?
The question is, who is telling the truth?
Oh my God. No, what? I didn't see this. No wonder they fired him. Are you kidding me?
So does
he laid it out? He's giving the game away, and he's the number one news show, and the reason why Tucker Carlson is able to tell you this truth about how the advertising game works in corporate news is because they took away all his advertisers, and so now he's free to say that kind of stuff. But apparently he wasn't, because the hammer came down from the top, and this was. Again, let me throw it to you, Aaron. What do you think that this was?
Well, so we had the clip there. He's challenging Big Pharma, but also nobody on cable news was even close to him, comparable in challenging the war state.
Right.
Not even close. No one covered the issues that he did. And we'll get to that in our next segment. He also featured leftist voices like us.
That's right.
Which nobody else would
Nobody would bring on. And the reason why me, you, Glenn Greenwald, go on Tucker Carlson, because MSNBC, CNN, ABC wouldn't bring people on who had an anti-war message or wanted to debunk Russiagate. Even Democracy Now! Stopped bringing people on to debunk Russiagate, right? They stopped bringing on you. They stopped bringing on
Stephen F. Cohen, the late scholar, who was one of their top guests. He was banned. He was also welcome on Tucker's show.
Glenn Greenwald was banned from Tucker Carlson. Now this might blow a lot of shitlibs' minds, but Tucker Carlson doing way better journalism, especially the last couple years, than everybody else combined in cable news. They're all horrible. He would tell the truth about Julian Assange. He would tell the truth about Syria. He would tell the truth about Venezuela. He would tell the truth about Ukraine right now, and now he's telling the truth about vaccines and how Big Pharma corrupted everything around COVID.
Here's Max Blumenthal. Tucker Carlson, Fox's top-rated host and the most outspoken, influential critic of NATO's Ukraine proxy war on national TV, was fired just weeks after the 20th anniversary of MSNBC firing its top-rated host, Phil Donahue, for opposing the Iraq war. U.S. cable news is regime media.
I just want to point out that I tweeted out the same sentiment before Max tweeted that out. So that was, if you go track.
I had that. Look at it. Right here.
There it is.
So now there are zero people telling the truth about Ukraine or war in general on TV news. Zero.
No, I also tweeted out a thing about Phil Donahue.
Okay.
So I met. That was a big, nice pull for me. I bet you Max copied me.
I'm sure he did. Here's Glenn Greenwald. Tucker was the cable host who most, and I would say only, opposed the U.S. proxy war in Ukraine.
Only one. Who else?
No one else.
Zero. If there was another person, we would know.
Absolutely. Denounced the CIA, FBI, and Department of Homeland Security for its systemic lies and corruption. Devoted himself to a pardon for Julian Assange. And also covered the issue of Julian Assange, which nobody else did.
He has really small hands.
Objected to regime change efforts in Cuba. Criticized Trump administration's militarism. And I pointed out, he also accurately covered and challenged the dirty war on Syria, including, I would argue, one of the most censored stories in history, the OPCW's Duma cover-up scandal, unlike everybody else on cable TV and almost all of leftist media. And for all my disagreements with Tucker, immigration, China, domestic policy, it's just a fact on certain issues, really important issues, like Ukraine, neocon policy, the Syria dirty war, Julian Assange, censoring dissenting voices, he was more accurate and adversarial than anybody else on TV, and even in most leftist media. It's just, it's sad, but it's true.
Hmm. And again, it would blow most people's minds to know that, but you know, he has more Democrats watching him in the demo than MSNBC.
Absolutely, yes.
And there can't be that many people hate watching. There can't be more people hate, more Democrats hate watching Tucker than are love watching Rachel Maddow.
Yep.
So, you know what I mean?
Love watching.
And so that's why cable news, as Chomsky pointed out, the news business is about manufacturing consent. Well, Tucker stopped manufacturing consent on several fronts. He stopped manufacturing COVID consent, vaccine consent. He stopped manufacturing consent about the war, which is one of the biggest. So those are the two biggest things you can stop manufacturing consent about. And so he's not useful to the machine anymore. And that's why they took away all his advertising, but he was still useful to. And so now that's that. Go ahead. You want to say something, Kurt?
I just saw some clip of him. He must have just done this speech at like the Heritage Foundation, defending the black socialists who got arrested.
Yes. I got that clip. We show that.
Oh, that's another thing, too. Yeah, he's the only one. He blew the whistle on Russiagate, right?
Absolutely, he did. He called bullshit on Russiagate from the start and brought on leftists like us who would challenge it when leftist outlets would freeze us out. But Wyatt Reed points this out, that even though advertisers boycotted Tucker Carlson, because he was the highest-rated host, he was still incredibly valuable to the network. So Wyatt Reed says, Fox lost more money by firing Tucker Carlson than it spent to settle the Dominion lawsuit.
And already, you think?
Whoa, look at that.
Fox Corp, the network's parent company, fell by 5% after the announcement of Tucker Carlson leaving, wiping $690 million from its market value. Oh. And even though the Dominion settlement was more, Fox will also pay less because they can write off some
They're
of
the tax cut break.
Exactly. Is Fox going to replace him with Dylan Mulvaney?
So that's an example where the bottom line, it's not just about the bottom line. Insofar as Tucker's stance against militarism influenced his firing, which I think it did, then this companies are not just there for their profits, they're also there to enforce the state line. That speaks to what Max said about this being regime media, whether it's Fox News or MSNBC.
And journalists, as you've noticed with the Twitter files and other things, they're there, not there to tell you the truth about anything. Just like with COVID or the war or the Twitter files or censorship, that the journalists in America, 99.99% of them, are there for narrative control. And they can't wait to do it. And so what that another name for that is manufacturing consent. And so Tucker decided to stop manufacturing consent, and he wasn't doing the narrative control. In fact, they had to control his narrative, and so now you know where he is. But go ahead, you have more to show?
Well, there's a lot more. I mean, first of all, just to show, I mean, he's a weird dude. I mean, for example, his views on immigration I found to be pretty vile. So, for example, this is some of the stuff he said.
So now here's where we can both wholeheartedly disagree with Tucker.
Exactly, yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to stand with him to oppose nuclear war.
Absolutely.
Or censorship, yeah. Or authoritarianism from vaccine passports. So here, let's watch this.
Yeah. That's
so
good.
That makes me so sick. This guy wants to share his opinion, right or wrong, and he gets fired. But then you have these other people that want to share their opinion, and they're just praised on it.
Well, yeah, that's why we're doing this show, man, because that's the problem with America right now, is that we have too much money in politics, too much money in politics, and the media is a tool of the government. It's a propaganda machine. It's a propaganda machine to create consent.
I think most of us noticed that during the election with Trump, because I never noticed it until then, because I never really paid that much attention. But I noticed it big time, CNN, all these people just like bold-faced lies about Trump nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So they're just getting away with it, and they're on the biggest showcase on TV, and this is, it's real, I swear.
Yeah, I was one of the people that was buying into those lies that I thought, you know, I didn't know that I knew, do it this way. There you go.
There we go.
I knew that the news would, you know, spin stories and you know, of course. You know, David Spade was in that show Spin City. It was about right? I mean, I knew that they would spin some shit, but I thought they would do it around election time. I thought it was just less corrupt than it really is. I didn't know it was all bought and paid for. I didn't know that Big Pharma's contributed 70% of the advertising budgets for all of media, 70%. They spend 70% of the ad spend for all of the media. So, I mean, who's in charge of you at that point? It's like Bill Gates and the WHO.
They're controlling everything. So Tucker Carlson can't be like, hey, I don't like red, but I like blue. And we don't like what he said. He's gone.
Yeah.
You know, like, he probably is telling the truth for whatever I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things. Eric seems to think there's a lot of things that he got debunked for a lot of the stories that he covered. But there's a lot of things that he's been right about. Like, you know, the wars. The wars is a big one. And COVID, that's a big one, mm-hmm. You know. And January 6th, that's a pretty sketchy thing that was propagandized to make mm-hmm. Trump look like a Nazi leader.
Who's making shit up. They're making shit up.
Yeah, I mean,
try and get that guy. It's crazy.
If you look at the clip about what Trump said and what he tweeted, he said peacefully.
Yeah, we've heard it a dozen times.
Yeah, he never said go fucking insurrection. Like, he never said
you two in the front go break the windows down.
No, he never said any of that shit. And
you two in the front.
There, I mean, the January 6th coverage that Tucker Carlson exposed, just different camera angles, and you know, he had all the footage, was very insightful about
that showed that, everything
that there was a small group of people that were being destructive, but the majority, the tens and thousands of people, were there just to march and be peaceful. The people with red hats on were just there to be peaceful.
They weren't breaking anything.
No.
They weren't, yeah.
They were like tourists walking around the Capitol.
I probably would have went in and be like, oh, wow, this is nice.
Yeah. And the one guy that was like, Ray Epps, the guy that was like, we need to go in there. We need to break in. We need to storm the Capitol. He was stirring it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's speculation that he was a agent provocateur.
Of course.
That he's working for the FBI. And also the FBI was asked about January 6th in front of Congress, and they wouldn't answer the questions.
But they forced Trump to answer questions.
But they just said, I can't answer that. That's all they said.
And then it's cool. Oh, it's cool.
I'm not at liberty to answer that question.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, this is so dumb.
Well, if they didn't have anything to do with January 6th, why wouldn't they have just said, no, we didn't, in front of Congress? Isn't that like...
Oh, we just...
Isn't that...
No comment.
Isn't that the cardinal rule that if you plead the fifth, you're guilty? Like,
yeah, I've had to do that.
Yeah, I plead the fifth.
No contest.
No, but if you plead the fifth, it makes you look more guilty. When you're up there, you can plead the fifth, and that means you don't have to say anything. I plead the fifth.
Yeah, that means you have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Guilty, not guilty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Try me.
Yeah, I got nothing to say. Come for me. You know, prove me wrong.
Yeah.
You know, the burden of proof is on the accusers. So I plead the fifth. I'm not going to say I did or didn't. Prove that I did.
That's my new answer to everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what the CIA, the FBI did when they were asked about January 6th. Did you have agents involved in the insurrection? I'm not at liberty to say. I'm not at liberty to say. Plead the fifth.
Same.
Yeah.
Did you steal the car? I'm not at liberty to say. I plead the fifth.
Did you steal that half pound of weed and hit the guy with a 22 gun in the face?
And hold it to his head?
And hold it to his head with the safety off?
When he was...
Slam him to the ground?
With your finger on the trigger?
My finger on the trigger, nervous. Plead the fifth. What's the statute of limitation on that?
Did you go around and shoot that house three times in a row?
I plead the fifth. Plead the fifth. Yeah.
I was gone that day.
Yeah. That was me. Well, I mean, I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Like, yeah, he didn't do it. Next.
Next. I guess they didn't do it.
I guess he didn't.
Guess they weren't involved. Guess the videotapes of the police moving barricades and escorting people into the building is, and the fact that Nancy Pelosi was in charge of the entire event, who hates Trump, had no, you know,
can't get off the ground off of one knee.
Yeah. They lied about everything. They showed the people running out the back doors on the Tucker Carlson tapes, all the senators. And they said, and the media said some shit like, they were afraid for their lives, and like they were being attacked and
stormed. Everybody was being assaulted,
yeah.
Raped.
Yeah. Raped,
sodomized,
sodomized and raped and murdered. And none of that happened. So, and they said that like a bunch of police officers died that day. Zero.
Five.
Zero died that day. Zero, not one.
And they all committed suicide because it was so overwhelming.
Yeah. Well, one of them had a stroke the next day. Weird. It sounds like they're cleaning up their no witnesses.
Their loose ends.
Yeah. Cleaning up exactly. Their loose, tying up loose ends. Cleaning up their witnesses. That's what it sounds like to me. But
yeah, honestly.
I mean.
That stuff's real.
We are fucked, Jeff.
Where can we move? Bali?
Mexico? Just become part of the cartel? Take over the cartel?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Some senoritas? For you?
Yeah, for me. Of course not. You just...
I'll live vicariously through you in your excursions.
It's tons of them.
So much time.
I played the fifth.
So much time for so many excursions.
Yeah.
I think it's good. It's good for Tucker Carlson. Now he doesn't have to be under the label of Fox News.
He'll start his own thing and just rake it in now.
And he'll have 4 million, 5 million viewers.
He'll be dead in 2 years.
He'll be dead. He'll be murdered in 2 years. No, I think it's great for him. He can, you know, take his staff with him and or hire new staff or whatever. I mean, he'll
be fine.
He'll be just fine.
Yeah, they can't murder him because this is too big of a deal. They'll be like, oh, yeah, who murdered him? He had a stroke.
Yeah.
He was so stressed from the firing.
He got vaccinated. They can blame the vaccine when it's convenient.
Man, I'm not feeling so well. It was the vax.
Turns out it wasn't the CIA that murdered him. It was the vaccine
that they gave him.
It was breakthrough pain. Breakthrough death. That's the pharma's famous spin when people, like with the opioid epidemic, when people would still be in pain, they'd be like, it's just breakthrough pain. Once in a while, there's these episodes of breakthrough pain. You just need to take more. And that's why they start making bigger and bigger dose pills, bigger and bigger milligram pills to help with that breakthrough pain.
Speaking of that, buddy of mine at work, his friend just passed away, I think today, maybe yesterday. Had a chronic like bone disease pain, so he was taking painkillers every day. Happened to buy a couple off the street. Fentanyl.
Oh,
killed him.
Fuck.
Fucking fentanyl, dude.
Killed him. Man. Fentanyl's crazy, dude. It's like the number one cause of death last year.
Take two exits that way, east, off the I-17, and you'll see fentanyl craze people.
Yeah.
I see it every day. It's dirty.
Why do they use it? Because it's so powerful for such a little amount?
So apparently, from what I've heard, heroin doesn't even exist out here anymore.
It's all fentanyl.
Fentanyl's cheaper. You smoke it, it's quicker. And then it's so powerful, but it goes away so fast. So you use more. That's why they're bringing in the bazillions of pills, as many as they can get in here, because people are just smoking the shit out of them, laying face down on the 200-degree concrete. I see it all the time. Or dancing in the street naked.
Yeah,
it's 115 degrees out, you know, with no shoes. Like, well, okay.
I see people like sitting at the bus stop, just like,
yeah, all the time.
Or leaning up against something, or like,
you see them stand there and do it.
Dude, I saw this guy, like, he was like, okay, so let's say this is a busy street right here, and he was literally on the curb, bent over at the waist, and his head was in traffic, and he looked like he was about to fall into the street because he was so fucking high.
Dude, I don't know what it is about that fentanyl, but it literally bends everyone over.
Yeah.
Start looking at these guys. They're like zombies that are bent over like my hand is here.
Yeah.
That's something to do with the spine. I don't know, dude. It's weird.
Well, remember how meth used to make people stand like... used to make them stand like this.
It's because they can't stand still.
It's because their back.
It's just deteriorating their backs.
Their lower backs were all sore, and so they're like stretching them out.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it affects the back somehow, the lower back. But they'd be like putting out the vibe.
Sending out the vibe.
I'll be over by the bar, putting out the vibe. Yeah. So. Fentanyl is crazy.
I see, you know, because I roll through Phoenix all day long with my job.
Yeah.
And I work on Drug Row over there. Literally, I see body bags on a regular basis all the time at the gas stations. QT, infamous right there on Thomas.
Wow.
I don't even know. I've seen probably 3, 4, 5 body bags there. Yeah.
What is it? 3 or is it 4 or is it 5?
What sounds better?
5.
5. I've seen 5 of them.
5, 6, or 7. It starts going up. we saw something today. We were driving up. We had a turn earlier today at one of the Airbnbs, and we were driving up to it, and there's like cop car, you know, ambulance and a cop car, SUV. They're SUVs here, cop SUV. And there was just somebody laying on the ground on their side with like a backpack on, looked like a homeless type. But they were in the street, and there was like all these witnesses around, like, and then they were like pointing.
Probably a stiff, or maybe he got hit by a car.
It looked like a hit and run or something, but.
I would stop, back over him on accident, and then drive forward again. Oh, and back up. Oh, get out of from underneath my car. Ruining my tires.
This guy got under my car.
3 times.
3 times.
You know, when that fentanyl, the first time I noticed, I worked in the California prison, and all of a sudden, these guys were falling out everywhere. CPR. I did CPR. On a guy and brought him back to life.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How was that?
Well, when it comes to that kind of stuff, I'm like...
Did you get herpes from him or...
No, I made a girl that was working with me, I made her do mouth-to-mouth. I did the compressions.
Mm.
I'm in charge. Get mouth-to-mouth and I'll do compressions.
She's like...
No, she's we carried the masks and the...
Like a little plastic thing.
The big plastic blower thing. Yeah, we'd carry those on our belts.
Just in case.
Yeah, it's just part of our uniform. But yeah, this guy, I worked in an all Sereno unit, which is Southern California Mexican gang of some sort, if you're not familiar.
Serenos? Yeah.
Sereno, yeah. So it was 100% Sereno unit. So I was in my pod.
Avenue. Sereno. Remember my buddy Duke?
Yeah.
He was... Something.
Jose?
No, Duke.
No, remember Jose Johnson?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
13th Street.
No, he said down in California there was a Sereno's. He was part of one of the gangs. I don't know. He had ties, yeah. But yeah. Avenue.
So I had everybody locked down. I had 2 guys out. They were going to buff the floors. And somebody was kicking the shit out of one of the doors. And he was like, no, like, we're not... going door to door. We're out here to make the place look better because they would want to go door to door and pass stuff around. So he finally goes over there and he's like, House, we need your help. And he just went and stood by his door with his hands like this. So I'm like, oh, something's really wrong. I went over there. This dude's seizuring. And then stopped. Like I saw him die.
Ugh.
Or whatever, he was in a drug-induced coma, whatever it was. So I'm like, oh, yeah, we need some help over here, blah, blah, blah. So went in there, pulled him out. I'm such an idiot. So they have Kool-Aid and all that stuff, you know? So apparently he had a cup of Kool-Aid on his bed, and it poured everywhere. Here I am on the radio saying, looks like there's some blood, blah, blah, blah.
And it was, you know, red Kool-Aid.
Come prepared. But, So yeah, we drug him out, did CPR right there in the middle of the floor. I think about 6 rounds. He would come back and be like, and gone again.
Fuck.
And then that's back when they would just do the injection of, what's that stuff called?
Adrenaline?
No.
Epinephrine.
It's an actual, I don't remember.
An EpiPen?
It's that same type of thing, but it like literally strips every drug out of your system.
Yeah.
Wakes you up.
Mm-hmm.
So they immediately wake up in a hangover. Ugh, like, come down, you know? So this guy's looking around. Oh, all he can see is the nurses and stuff. And I was like, hey, it's me, you know, it's me. Like, I'm here. Like, don't freak out, dude. He's just like, oh. Went to the hospital, came back the next day or so. And he went and told everyone, man, he broke my ribs. Because you got to do it hard, CPR. You really got to, you know, compress. Yeah. But he saved his life.
Fuck.
They were mixing the fentanyl. That's when it first came through. Mixing fentanyl with the heroin.
Because
those guys love that heroin. They're all about it. The Sereno's. Didn't see an arm without a track mark on it back then.
Wow. Wow.
But then they were just dropping left and right. You'd be hearing about it. Some other unit dropping, dropping. CPR, CPR. Everybody was like, you know, CPRing everybody up. Like,
fuck.
It was wild, man.
It's a problem. It was the number one cause of death in America.
Yeah.
In 2021. I'm not sure about 2022.
I'm sure it's.
Yeah.
I mean, what else? Oh, COVID. My bad.
No. Yeah.
The anti-vaxxers are killing people.
The anti-vaxxers are murdering everybody.
Where's your paper mask? I'm going to die. It's nothing to do with the fentanyl I took.
It's nothing to do with.
Yeah, the other prison I worked at, these guys, I don't know how they were getting that stuff. People were bringing it in, but same guys would be seizing, oh, seizure, out. And then we'd save them, and then they'd wake up and be like, cocksucker, want to fight us. It's like, we just saved your life again, man. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
What is that stuff called? I forget.
Eric, can you look it up?
It's the, now they have the nasal spray. These do. We had nasal sprays in every little office and run out nasal spray. Wake them right up.
Yeah.
From death.
It sounds like adrenaline. I don't know.
Well, there's a name for it. It's once he says it, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah. Because I had so much training on it. We had to train like crazy with that stuff.
Hmm. What do you got, Eric?
Nothing so far.
Besides a death wish.
Got to do it myself.
Yeah, the things you get used to. You get used to seeing people have seizures, and you just stand there and be like, okay, well, the nurse will be here anytime.
Naloxone? Naloxone?
No.
Is a medication approved by the FDA designed to rapidly reverse opioid overdose. It is an opioid antagonist, meaning that it binds the opioid receptors and can reverse and block the effects of other opioids, such as heroin, morphine.
Narcan.
Narcan.
It's called Narcan.
This one's Naloxone. Naloxone. Yeah, Narcan. What happens if you give somebody Narcan to somebody? Yeah, Narcan's also one.
Yeah, that's just what they carried at the prison.
Yeah.
It works. I've seen it.
Naloxone is probably the one that the FDA is trying to sell now. That's why it came up on the Google search.
Johnson came out with one.
Yeah, it's like the new.
It's better.
Yeah. They changed a molecule.
Yeah, this one's water-based, so straight in.
Straight in the old vein. Yeah, man. Tough times. We got our last episode. We put it, so if anybody was watching our last episode, we tried to play the Beatles All You Need Is Love at the end of the episode. And then we got Eric edited it to like 3 or 4 seconds of the song and then cut the episode off. So that we wouldn't get, you know, in trouble for copyright. So then we got a message from YouTube saying that your episode's been pulled because of copyright. And I was like, okay, but we followed the rules. So then a new one said, no, it's for medical misinformation.
But that guy's right, and he can say whatever he wants.
Who?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, why isn't the Jimmy Dore show getting pulled? They're just saying the same shit I'm saying. So why aren't they getting strikes on their channel? Because
they're not on YouTube.
That's YouTube.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well,
why isn't Russell Brand getting?
Because they're making YouTube money.
Yeah.
We're not.
Yeah.
We're draining their money.
We're draining their money. We're draining their resources by uploading our medical misinformation videos. So that's the, you know, so like if you're a little guy, then they punish you. We get one more strike, we're out.
Forever?
Yeah. our channel shut down forever on YouTube. One more strike. And, well, it's a 90-day rolling window, so I think you get three strikes in 90 days. So we've had two. That was our second, and they cut us off for 2 weeks.
So we'll just stay away from YouTube for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we're on Spotify. We'll just keep plugging Spotify. We could do Rumble. Rumble's another free speech platform that Russell Brand is on.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy Dore's on there, too.
Yeah, a good buddy of mine's on Spotify all the time. His name's Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan. Yeah.
He was texting me earlier saying, have a good show.
Yeah.
I'll be listening.
Yeah. He listens to all our stuff.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan, our best friend. Our third best friend from fifth grade.
Yeah, I know.
In Oregon. I mean, East Coast. And he's 10 years older.
He had a real tough time in school.
He was just a little guy. He got picked on a lot.
Yeah, we took care of him.
Yeah.
Meet anybody in the gym.
We'll meet anybody in the gym. Even you, Rogan. Yeah.
You literally had me going there for a second. Like, wait, they know Joe Rogan? Oh, hold on now.
Eric, what do you mean?
It's like you don't even know us, Eric.
Apparently not.
Yeah, that's why we're doing this, Eric.
Yeah, he's coming to the podcast soon. He's going to have a guest appearance with us.
Yeah, he's going to skip the fight and come do it with us.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing it Saturday. I got Devin's going to come and what's his name? My buddy Steven and his cousin.
Yeah, sorry, folks, for all you Jeff House fans out there. I won't be here. I apologize. We have 17 baseball games that day.
17.
And the next.
Did you see the Diamondbacks are in first place in their division?
Yeah, they like to do that. Kind of like the Cardinals.
They've never done that since I've lived here.
No, I'm just saying. These Arizona teams. Except for the Suns. I love the Suns.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's go get them. Real good first quarter. And then...
I mean, they're only, 30 games in, or 25 games in or something, so it's not that big a deal. But but I've never seen them start that well, so that's good.
Well, Tatis Jr. is back.
They're getting better.
Yeah, I mean, I would like it if they were good. I'm just not a big fan, but if you actually go to a game and have something to cheer about, except for the other team, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It's just fun. I like just going to the ballpark.
It's we need to go.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
ASAP. I'm ready. It's starting to get hot. Starting to get fucking hot. It got hot real quick this year.
Yeah. It's April and it's already been 100. Like, cool. Like,
almost, yeah. it was like such a cold winter. And then all of a sudden it's like from being like 60s and 70s, we skipped the 70s and 80s, and we just went to the high 80s and 90s.
It's 89 right now.
Yeah, it's like 85 today. No.
It's 89 on your...
89, yeah.
That little TV.
Yeah. It was already 85 when we got done with our turnaround a little after 12, and it was already 85 out. Like, yeah.
Are you a big MLB follower? Like, if I were to start chatting away?
Mm-hmm. Somewhat. A little bit.
You know, Fernando Tatis Jr. was suspended for 86 games or whatever.
For PEDs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, he states, the dreadlock cream that he was using, because the way these guys, you know, they twist right here to so it's not fuzzy, twist it tight.
Yeah, yeah.
He said that cream that they use apparently had testosterone in it. He didn't do it on purpose. Right.
Okay, hair. Okay, yeah. Is that what they use for bald cream? For like balding cream? Is it like some sort of testosterone?
Maybe I should try.
I don't know.
Well, high testosterone is what causes male pattern baldness.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, so I do have low T. My nice head of hair.
Yeah, you have super low T with that hair. Are you even a man?
I don't know.
All that hair?
I identify as one.
Well, then you're good. You're good.
Yeah.
But anyways, he's back. Did you see him in AAA? Because you have to play. You have to go AAA for whatever, a few minutes, and then you can come back up to majors.
Did he? Was he? If you're suspended, can you AAA, or you're suspended from everything?
Everything.
Okay, so he had to come back.
Say you break your leg and you want to come back, you go through AAA first, yeah. The farm team, and then you get to go back up to the show. But in AAA, he was hitting 2-3 home runs a game.
Whoa.
But now that he's back on top,
he was having
a tough time, I think.
One every other?
No, none. He might have one, but I know he was having a tough time where just maybe it's getting to him a little bit, a little butterfly.
He's in the big leagues.
He is the big leagues.
Pop in that big league chew and let's go.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
And the Dodgers, Max Muncy, hitting 2 home runs a game right now, which is out of this world.
That's good.
Yeah.
Muncy, I know who that is, yeah.
He's the guy that ended up hitting the home run when the Dodgers were in the World Series last. When Manny Machado was on the team, this was in,
3-4 years ago?
2019, maybe? Yeah.
pre-COVID?
Like 18 innings. Yeah, it was pre-COVID. They went to 18 innings or something in one of the games, and Max literally was the guy that hit the home run to win that game.
Mm.
It was cool. I mean, I fell asleep, woke up, and it was still on. I was like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
We'll catch the rest of this.
Oh, man.
We play this weekend, the Knights Elite Baseball.
Oh, okay.
Play again. Rio Vista out in Peoria.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you guys have been to that one.
Mm-mm.
Off of Thunderbird.
Mm-mm.
No.
So no.
We'll be out there.
We've been to Cactus and Paloma.
Paloma, that's right.
We were at another one when we were visiting.
Scott, that was some dump in Scottsdale we played at.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
The place was nasty. But yeah, we play this weekend. We be out in Rio Vista. Should get a couple of W's on Saturday. The teams we play, we should be able to get them.
How's Kristen? She good?
Better.
Not totally back.
No, it's still pretty rough. So she got into town to help take care of my mom because my mom had surgery on Monday. So she gets here Monday, I think. I don't remember. But come Tuesday night, Wednesday, she's not feeling good, saying she thinks she has a flu. She's been throwing up.
Yeah, you said she threw up like 14 times?
Yeah, something crazy.
In one day?
She had a fever, yeah.
Wow, that's nuts.
Just sick as a dog. Sick as Sammy throwing up and then re-eating his food and throwing up again.
Dogs are so gross.
You know, and she wanted to hang out with my kids. You know, she's like, you know, just so you know when you come here, like, I'm sick. Maybe this was Tuesday. I'll be better by Wednesday so I want to take the kids out. You know, I want to cook them dinner and all this. I'm like, okay, it's fine.
Did she bring her kids?
No, they stayed back. They're in school.
Ah.
So they stayed back and they're 16 and 14 now. You know, it's not cool. It's not cool to come out here.
Yeah.
But
it's not cool to leave all that rain and come and see the sun.
Right. Well, they lived here for 10 years so or longer. They don't care. They hate it here. They hate the heat.
What?
Yeah. You chumps. I'm just kidding. So.
I love it.
She ended up calling her doctor back home. I was like, hey, I got this going on. Like, should I be concerned? And they're like, yeah, you have a fever and like your body hurts really bad. Go in to the ER right now. Well, come to find out she had a staph infection gone wrong.
Oh.
Because she's just finishing radiation, so she's susceptible to infection. 30% chance of getting infection.
Staph's no joke.
Right.
Staph will kill you.
Well, when I was at the hospital with her, I don't know his name, but he's the one that manages the infection doctor. And he was like, you were bad, which is right here. Very bad. It is bye-bye time. So you were right here. If you would have waited maybe one more day, you might have been bye-bye time.
Whoa.
The surgeon told her, because she had to have surgery, they had to cut her side open.
Mm-hmm.
and get rid of the infection.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to replace the, they call them spacers,
mm-hmm.
for the chest,
mm-hmm.
to make it look normal.
Yeah.
It's just temporary jugs, I guess.
Yeah.
So they had to replace one of those. And they said when he cut her open, he said in his exact words, it was like a fountain of infection spraying out.
Oh, Jesus.
That's bad news, man.
Oh.
She was so sick. She was on antibiotic infusions.
God.
All day long from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Jesus.
That's how bad it was. Bad news, man. Your first love.
My first love. Oh, man.
But she's tough, man. She came home. What night was that?
She's a house.
Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
She came to my parents' house, and
she's laying low.
We went and got sushi.
Mm-hmm.
She had, like, one bite.
Yeah.
Her husband was there, and we had some sushi, and she wasn't feeling too good. She hardly walk, honestly. She's in a lot of pain. Cancer, stage 4 cancer is no joke, folks.
Yeah. She beat the cancer.
Yeah.
And then she got staph infection and almost died from that. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, she's been in the hospital a lot. She's had 5 surgeries in 5 months.
Jesus.
Yeah, poor thing. Man. She's pretty tough, man. She's taking care of 4 kids.
Tough as nails, bro.
Yeah.
Tough as they fucking come.
You don't know how tough you can be until you have to be.
Yeah. You don't.
She's tough anyways. She's a house.
She's a houser.
But, my goodness. My mom's doing great. Oh, I had surgery? Oh, okay.
She's doing fine.
Yeah, no big deal. She starts radiation here, I think, next week. Precautionary radiation.
Precautionary? How long does she have to be that? 90 days or something?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it's a fast-acting one, shorter term. So
hopefully she doesn't lose all her hair. And
no, you don't, from radiation. That's the chemo.
Oh, that's
radiation. Basically, they're radiating your body. You're burning everything.
Yeah.
So like my sister has burn marks everywhere.
Oh.
She's had to have skin removed that was dead from being burned.
God.
Yeah, man.
Fuck.
She had to go every single day.
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
For how long?
Yeah, something. 60, 90 days, something like that. Every day. You want to live? Come on in. Every day. Crazy, bro. But yeah. We're all alive.
My uncle just died the night before last. Sunday night.
Which one?
Uncle Larry. My mom's.
The one we... Oh, that side.
Yeah, haircut. He's one of the haircut guys. He had dementia. He's only like 70. He's only like 75, I think. 75 or 6. Shout out Uncle Larry Hayworth.
Yeah.
Just...
Who's the other brother, though? Steve.
Steve.
Was it Steve, her other brother?
Dale. Dale, Wayne, and Larry.
Dale?
Uncle Dale. Yeah.
So many. I don't.
Yeah.
He was the one that would wear his wife beater tucked in. And he was also a hairdresser.
No. Are you thinking of Uncle Steve, Aunt Mary's husband?
Oh, yes.
Sam's dad.
That's who I was thinking of. Oh. Steve.
No, Steve's related through marrying.
I see.
Mary, my Aunt Mary. My mom's sister.
By law.
Yeah.
Truly your twin, which is crazy. All that hair.
Who's wearing a wife beater right now? Me or you?
What do you mean?
It ain't me, son.
It's tucked in, too.
Who's got his pants up to his belly button? Me or you?
Well, it's definitely not you. You gonna buy some 60s?
Some 60s. Oh man. Yeah.
Those guys that do that. Doesn't feel good.
No.
I do it as a joke and it's not good.
It's weird. It feels
just
weird.
Just go muffin top all day.
And it camel toes your balls. It's
like, you can't even sit down.
Oh, it's fucking gross. It wedges your shit.
Gross. It's like those girls that wear those pants up their ass, those rouge yoga pants.
Yeah, it's like in their crack. It's like, how is that comfortable? That can't be comfortable. I mean, that's a wedgie.
It's a wedgie all
Everybody
day long.
Everybody picks a wedgie out.
Well, they pick them in those pants.
They're like,
zip, right in the front, you zip it tighter.
Oh, man.
I know somebody that swears by those and they wear them everywhere.
Gross. I mean, unless they got a nice ass, then it's not gross. But.
Yeah, I don't know.
If they don't, then it's gross.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great.
Let's go to the gym. Or they're all wearing them, or they used to back when I went a couple years ago.
Yeah. I do gym at my house.
Me too.
Yeah.
I do gym at Popeyes, McDonald's. Jeffco Bell.
Jeffco Bell.
I'm just kidding. I ate a bunch of broccoli yesterday.
Feeling real pumped from the broccoli.
Oh, yeah. Broccoli has a shit ton of protein in it, if you didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I eat lots. I love broccoli.
Yeah. I like it raw in like a salad. That's about it. If you cook it, yeah.
We're going to have salmon and broccoli and couscous tonight. Cauliflower and carrots, but yeah.
Sounds like a gassy-filled night. Your wife is going to struggle this evening.
Yeah. Every evening.
Every evening.
Nah.
Poor Jeffrey.
Yeah. It's salad last night. Salad for lunch.
And meatloaf.
Dude. Yeah.
Who would have ever thought meatloaf would be so good? Meatloaf is amazing.
Especially if you go to like a barbecue place and they smoke it.
Oh, yeah. A little mashed potatoes and gravy.
Smoke that meatloaf.
And it has to have ketchup.
Yeah, I like when they put the ketchup on top while they're smoking it.
Mm-hmm.
That's bomb. Yeah, meatloaf's good.
Where do you got to go to get that? Like Boston Market? Who would sell that already cooked?
Yeah, they probably have it. I don't know. I haven't been to a Boston Market since
I was a kid.
Yeah, since we were kids.
The one in Gateway?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
After church.
Yeah.
Boston Market.
It's where the poor people went after church. We couldn't all afford to just go to Applebee's every time. Nah. Remember when Jack Lohman would take us to Applebee's every week for the Mighty Men meetings?
Yes, I do. Those are good times.
Those were really good times.
Good friends, man.
Really good times. Good friends.
Wolf. Jeremiah Wolf.
Jeremiah Wolf.
That guy.
Fucking love that guy.
Oh, man. And Dan Hires.
Danny.
Redcore.
He's a good little hooper.
Oh, yeah. He was a baller.
Yeah.
A lot of good. Anthony.
Yep. Who was our core group? It was like me, you, Jack, or Jackie.
Jeremy.
Was Jeremiah there? No.
No.
Me, you, Jack, Jeremy. Is that it? Was it the first?
I think so.
The first four. And then it grew like JP and Joel.
And they brought your application in. The one where you stated on your application, they asked what race you were.
Mm.
And it said, it doesn't matter. I'm an actor. I can be anything. John Paul had it folded up in his pocket, and they waited for you to walk out the door. And he's like, look at this. Luke, that is his application.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, I wonder what he's up to.
I don't know.
I remember. Remember he was married to Tanel?
Mm-hmm.
So she had a picture on her Instagram when back when they were married of him standing in a corn maze with a picture. He's just like, looking like a scarecrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote on there, corny. She was like, I'm so sick of you trying to make fun of him and blah, blah, all this stuff. And I was like, what? He's in a corn maze. It's corny.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. That's pretty funny, actually.
Corny. Everybody. You got with the wrong guy.
Should have been me.
Should have been Hauser.
Alien. Back then they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They're all on me.
Yep.
Thanks, Mike Jones.
Yeah, thanks, Mike Jones. All right, well, it's 4 o'clock. Let's end this bitch.
Let's go. Let me hit that traffic. Actually, I have to go back to work, pick up a work truck, and go home.
Whoa.
And I have to be somewhere at 5 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right by my house. I'll sleep in a little. Yeah. I got up at 3 today. Jeez.
3 a.m.?
Working that OT.
3 a.m. Fuck. Good for you.
Back then, they didn't want me, Luke. And now I'm hot. Eric, they're all on me.
They're all on him.
All of them.
All of them. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
What can I say?
Hey, Eric.
Hmm.
You want to know what grinds my gears?
Let me tell you what grinds my gears.
Let me tell you what grinds my gears. He's a Family Guy. And we're out.